The American martin is plentiful in Minnesota and Upper Michigan, but it's an endangered species in Wisconsin, living just in a few forested areas of the north. It remains a culturally significant species for some Native Americans, and to many, a barometer of the health of the forest ecosystem. The DNR has been using a martin recovery plan for about 25 years, and three projects have tried to boost the numbers of the mammal. DNR conservation biologist Jim Woodford says those reintroduction efforts have come up short.
They certainly are breeding. We're seeing some reproduction, but not a whole lot that would give us confidence that the species is sustainable.
Woodford says the DNR's new draft management plan calls for getting more accurate population estimates of the martin, protecting and improving habitat, and enhancing the corridors that martins use to move. Still to be firmed up is how the logging companies and others in the forest products industry might be affected. Conservationist David Zaber of the Habitat Education Center says the DNR is pretty much on the right track, but he's hoping for stronger guarantees that the plan will be put in place.
We'd really have to follow this plan down to where the rubber hits the road or the chainsaw hits the tree, so to speak, and ensure that things are being done right.
The DNR will take comments on its martin management plan through July 5th. The plan may go to the DNR board this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.